This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for the week ending Friday, November 26. Well, I've missed a couple morning podcasts, so I thought I'd try to do a weekly wrap-up just to kind of summarize what's going on in the market. I just haven't been able to get to it in the morning. But we've had a pretty active week, even though we had a complete day off for Thanksgiving. Wednesday saw the market crack a little bit with a reversal down. And in Kansas City and Chicago anyway, Minneapolis just kind of holding its own, pacing sideways. And, Friday morning, we've got a new variant of COVID out from South Africa, and the financial markets were having a pretty rough time on the night session, down sharply lower. The U.S. Dow futures were down 900 points. So we expected to see some pressure coming into the commodities, and we did. The first minute of trading saw some pretty heavy volume, and grains were sharply lower, livestock were sharply lower, energies, everything was just sharply lower. Livestock snapped back pretty fast. The grains took a couple hours before they found some footing, and they actually managed to snap back. Corn giving us an outside day higher, Minneapolis reversing back up, closing up a couple cents. Kansas City and Chicago wheat were still down for the day, but well off their lows, as was soybeans. It was still down 13, but it was a good 12 cents off its low. So the grain market's recovering fairly well after that hammering on the open. Live cattle and feeder cattle, both the front months closed higher, back months down a little bit, but certainly well off the $3 lower that they opened. Energy markets were still lower on the day. They lost quite a bit of traction, down 10 bucks on crude oil. So that's a pretty hefty drop for the energy space. So all over the place. Dollar was sharply lower. Treasuries were sharply higher. It's just a day for reckoning on Friday. And of course, it comes on a thin volume day. A lot of traders just simply weren't there. And as you get into this stretch of late November and then through pretty much all of December, trading volume drops off a lot. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens to this market on Monday, because you recovered well in the grains and the livestock. You have the end of the month coming up. You've got fund money, still likely another round of money coming available on December 1st. And that's going to be the last chance for fund managers to kind of get square with the market before they issue their year-end statements. And if investors are worried about inflation, they're going to want to show that they have a position to hedge against inflation. If the stock market's already starting to show some hiccups, they're going to want to show they've got a position to hedge that, whether it's long treasuries, long grains, long commodities in general. Certainly the energy markets, for those who got ahead of the game and got in some energies for a hedge for commodities, they're not looking too well. But it's all over the map here where these markets are. But my guess is, just from a purely technical standpoint, that you're going to see another round up in the grain space as hedge funds come in with more money on the 1st of December, and especially considering the way the market was able to bounce back. It took a couple hours for it to decide it could fend off the shorts, and an impressive rally into the close. But I think the important thing to note here is that the short sellers have really stepped up their aggressiveness here these last few weeks. We've seen several sessions like during the day where the sellers just come in waves and it pushes the market, but then it comes back. And it's been doing that, except on Wednesday, it's been doing that every time. But you gotta think that at some point it's not gonna do that. And I think that we just need to be aware that we're getting some important red flags here, that this market is, while it's still in an uptrend, and I still believe we're in that longer term bull market, at least for the intermediate term, we're starting to see some cracks in the armor. And I do think we've got a little bit more on the upside. Our targets are around 9.10 on March Kansas City wheat. We're not that far away. We're about 40 cents away on March Kansas City wheat. So we could do that in a couple days, pretty easily, in fact. So I think that, especially if you get like a gap higher on Monday after a gap lower in Chicago, that gives us an island bottom, one-day island bottom. That's a pretty strong bullish technical signal. And my guess is just because of this long-term bull market, it's been here for quite a while. We've seen this choppiness show up. We see the short sellers keep sticking their toe in the water and seeing what damage they can do. I don't blame them. You know, you're pushing $9 in wheat. Those are pretty lofty prices we haven't seen in years. Of course, they're going to want to get in front of that or test the waters at least. And to do it on a day when there would be low volume is smart to see what kind of havoc they can wreak in these markets. But again, it's pretty impressive that even on a low volume day, the buyers were there to support it, especially in Minneapolis. But so that tells me that this bull market is still intact. We're just getting some dents in our armor. And I think we need to be ready to peel off some long positions and certainly get some sales on the board on one more push up into new highs. And again, 910 is a target on KC March, at least for the short term. Looking for the markets to have that push up here in the next week or two and probably just calm down, start to, you know, chop around a little bit, work its way lower into late December, probably get a round of cash pressure in the first half of January, which is not unusual. That's more of a tax thing, but you get a lot of farmers selling after the first of the year. And I would imagine with the kind of revenue that we've seen so far this year, and prices have been strong pretty much all year, that they're wanting to defer a lot of sales. And I would expect you're going to see that. So expect to see some pressure the first week or two of January, and then probably start one more push up in early February. Whether it gets a new high or not pretty much depends on how much pressure, if any, we get in late December through the first half of January. But these are just normal seasonal patterns that I would be looking for. Now, if we do get another leg up, especially into new high in early February, that probably would be a major high for winter wheat. I don't think it'll be the high for spring wheat or corn or soybeans. I still think there's the acreage battle that's got to take place in the spring for those crops. Now, all of this is kind of comes off the table if COVID has another major variant and resurges and the financial markets fall apart. Well, we all know pretty much what the price action would be. So, you know, just look at what happened in 2020. So got to keep our eyes open for that too. We're always looking over our shoulder here, especially at these price levels, and especially when we see the short sellers continuing just to badger the market. You know, there's going to be a day when they win, and we don't want to be on the wrong side. We don't want to be caught in the market when that happens. So we're going to be pretty nimble here, getting sales booked on one more push up. Hopefully we'll get it. If we don't, if the market starts falling apart, if we can't get back above Wednesday's close, if that gap doesn't get filled in Chicago, we're going to have to reassess. But considering the way the market was able to rally back today and close on the high, it does set it up for a pretty easy gap higher on Monday. So we'll just see where we go. But corn market gave a very impressive performance late in the day. So while the sellers try to have their way on a low volume trade today, the buyers were just as successful by the end of the day. And that's an impressive turnaround, especially for corn, which had a big trading range on the day. March corn was, you know, a high of 593 and a low of 572. It's a 21 cent range on a low volume day. Well, normally a thin volume, but a lot of activity. And again, a holiday trade on a short session, it just had a rough start. So this tells me that the buyers are still there. The uptrends are still intact. We've still got that one more push up coming for March corn. The target becomes 630. And again, March KC wheat, 910. For March Minneapolis wheat, the target is 1140. So it's still a pretty good amount of upside left and in all of these markets before I think we run into just more major resistance, and of course in through the holiday type of trade and then into early January. So a couple other things. Argentina is increasing their wheat production estimate. The harvest is going well for them. Yields are coming in and setting records in some areas, so they're starting to ratchet up their production estimates. Took it up 500,000 tons, so they're sitting at 20.3 million tons, and that's out of the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. That compares to USDA's last estimate of 20.0 million tons, so they're pretty close to where USDA had them. Export sales Friday morning were at 567,000 tons for wheat, which is a pretty good number. It's toward the high end of the range. And so that takes year-to-date sales at 14.4 million tons, which is down 21% from last year. And it's down about 7% from the average of where we need to be to meet USDA's projections. So wheat market a little sluggish in the export department. So that's interesting considering, you know, it's the major exporters that are sitting at record low stocks to use ratios. But we've been generally higher priced than the rest of the world for pretty much most of the marketing year. We do expect that Russian export taxes will take another jump up. We expect that just around the corner, the Russian government is going to put an export quota in place, and that will likely start to slow down their exports. Corn export sales this morning, 1.4 million tons. That was at the high end of the range of estimates. They're running about 7% behind last year as well at 34.4 million tons. And USDA's projections are running about 8% ahead of the pace needed to meet those projections. So while we could see USDA start to ratchet down wheat export sales, for corn, we're running ahead of the pace, and they may start to ratchet that back up. Soybean export sales at 1.5 million tons within the range of estimates. China took about half of that, 882,000 tons. Soybean sales so far year to date at 36.2 million tons is down 30% from last year, and we're right on pace to meet USDA's projections. Now again, a lot of the shortfall from last year for primarily corn and soybean sales are coming because of China has been very slow so far this market year to be purchasing U.S. corn or soybeans. So they've not been the kind of presence that they were last year. So we wrapped up a pretty active, volatile, choppy week, and it was a holiday, so there's only 4 days that the market kind of turmoiled us, but I think heading into next week it'll be a full week. Traders will probably be back at their desks, and even though it's a holiday season, I think that the weekend is probably going to present more challenges from the new COVID variant. We'll see how serious the market continues to take that. But I will say, you know, pretty obviously that the stock markets around the world took it pretty seriously, and the energy markets as well. They weren't messing around. And so we'll have to see kind of what the scientists tell us. But if this gets out of control, I think we pretty much know that the markets are going to take another pretty big breakdown. It's just going to slow down economic activity. It's just the way it is. That's been our problem for the last year and a half to 2 years now, is we just have not been able to quash COVID. And it's created all kinds of issues throughout the every economy in the corner of every corner of the globe. So hopefully this won't be so serious. Hopefully we'll be able to get a handle on it. Hopefully, whatever. But we just have to be aware of what's going on and how the markets are going to react to it. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.